the revelation of the book of Revelation, part 70. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that is not obtainable in any bookshops in the world, where I have a couple of copies available. It's a book that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rotterdam, the Bible, in 1860. It's an English Bible stroke Hebrew, with the Hebrew, all the ancient Hebrew names in it. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. South Africa is plus 27 and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, pen and a notepad ready. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing to you. In the name of Yahushua, hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off last week. Now we need to study the second part of what has been sealed. What does the 1335 days mean? Daniel 12 verse 12. It reads, "Blessed is ye that waiteth and coming to the 1335 days." 1335 days. Do you remember what this 1335 days mean? Do you remember what the 1219 days according to verse 11 means? Which is Daniel 12 verse 11. If we add them together, it gives us a total of 2,625 days. 1,290 days, Daniel 12 verse 11. Daniel 12 verse 12, 1,335 days. Most of the time you can ask your pastors and reverends and priests and whoever you like. They will not be able to tell you. Why? Because it is sealed up. He says here in Daniel 12 verse 7 and 9, seals it up till the end of time when I will reveal it. As we continue to study, we'll come to the full revelation of this sealed secret, which was sealed for more than 2,570 years. This does not make the author any special person. It's myself. No, instead, I'm just an ordinary messenger of Yahvah, my Father. For centuries, most of the Christian church taught that the church had to go through the Great Tribulation after the final week of covenant has been broken by the Roman Catholic Church, or whoever they say it would be, according to Daniel 9 verse 27. According to Daniel 12 verse 11 and 12 verse 12, it became evident that Yahweh himself have moved the timeline of the coming of Parousia for the bride. From the middle of the week, we remember the first week, he made the covenant, Daniel 9:27, for 1 week, 7 years, 1 week, 7 years, 2,520 days, 84 months. Then in the middle of the week, three and a half years, time and a half, 42 months, 42 months, 3.5 years, 3.5 years, 1,260 days, 1,260 days, and the top amount, 2,520 days. And then we remember that Yahvah have moved the middle of the week to my left-hand side, your right-hand side, with 30 days. In order for the clever people not to be so clever, because they thought they were, the church thought, because I've got all the info now, 1260 days, the coming is going to, Parousia is going to happen, so they will live in sin until about 25 days before the time, they didn't come to repentance. But now Yahweh has moved their goalposts this way, shortening the time of a false peace. This is where the Antichrist will sit in his temple and he will burn offerings on behalf of Israel. The Parousia is going to occur. The bride's going to be drawn into heaven. And now right there, I've moved my hand here. 1290 days, the 30 days that we have extra here, comes from here. 1290 days, Daniel 12 verse 11, plus 1335 days, 2625 days. 7 years and 105 days. To understand what Yahweh Almighty has shown Daniel, which was sealed for nearly 2,507 years, we need to work with two or three different scriptures at the same time, because we will have to make some comparisons to all that time. We're going to work with two or three other scriptures. To understand what happens, we need to again study the final covenant, which will be signed between the nation of Israel and the Roman Catholic Pope. Nobody else. When Trump signed the covenant, peace covenant, everybody says that's the final messianic calendar covenant. And now Trump has big trouble. President Trump has big troubles with all his personal stuff. And so this is going to just fall apart, this covenant, later on. And so with many covenants in my time, in the last 70 years signed, especially in the last 58 years of my studying the eschatology, Yasser Arafat signed a covenant with Israel. President Bush, Father Bush, the old grandfather, he signed it. Then President Bush, the son, he signed it. The other presidents, all of them, every one of them came and they signed different covenants. And every time Clinton, Obama, Yasser Arafat, Trump, Biden, Trump again, they all signed covenants. Every time they say it's a final covenant, and every time I say it cannot happen. Why? It's not biblical. They all use the Bible. They all use Daniel 9:27. But not one of them ever tried to approach Daniel 12 verse 11 and Daniel 12 verse 12. Why? Because they know nothing about it. Why do they don't know anything about it? Because it is sealed. And the Bible says, Yahweh, my Father, my Elohim, says, He reveals Himself unto He would. This doesn't make me any special person, because I from time to time receive revelations. And it's all scripture. Whenever I have a revelation and I put it on the table with the scriptures, nobody can contradict me. Nobody. The eschatology is so sound, not anyone in the world, I don't care who he is, I'm prepared to sit in a conversation with anybody around the final covenant week. To understand what happened, we need to again study the final covenant which we signed between the nation of Israel and the Roman Catholic Pope. Now, we will have the, we already know the diagrams where the covenant, there's a weak covenant, I'm just using my hands, a weak covenant, like I just explained 10 minutes ago, which is 7 years, 1 week, 2,520 days, 84 months, 84 months, and then it is broken up in two halves, which I already did. I don't want to do it all over again. Then the covenant is going to be moved closer with 30 days, that we already know. The coming of Yahushua is going to occur in the, not in the middle of the week, but after 1,230 days, not 60 days. And this is where Daniel 12 verse 11 comes into play. The moment that the scripture says that Yahushua has drawn the bride away, it starts the great tribulation. Because immediately after the great tribulation has started, we find Revelation 6 verse 9, where people's heads have been chopped off or cut off. Why? Because they would not accept the mark on their right hand and forehead. And their souls go and rest under the altar. Now what has occurred? 1290 days, Daniel 12 verse 11, plus 1335 days, 2620 days, and that will 2625 days, and that will give us 7 years and 105 days. Now what we're going to do is read 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 2 to 4. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 2 to 4. We need to read it slowly because we need to pay attention to the figurative speech in it. While we are studying the New Testament scripture, we shall have to find how Apostle Paul spoke to the bride of Yahushua, explaining to us what shall happen before the great tribulation can occur. There are certain things that must happen. Yes, the church has taught he's coming like a thief in the night. Pastor John Hagee taught it. They all taught it. All the evangelists and mega church preachers. He's coming like a thief in the night. No, 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 no. No bridegroom in the world just rush unto his bride and say, now we're going to get married 12 o'clock at night. No. There's a time and there's a date and a time set where the lady will prepare herself for a husband to come. The bridegroom. Yeah, but they use 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1 to 11, where he says, and the scripture says, he comes as a thief of the night. Verse 2 says, brethren, who's the brethren? It's the bride, the Yavist. He says, you know, he is not coming as a thief in the night. Now, why doesn't Pastor Hagee or any of the other preachers explain the second verse and the third verse? Because they cannot explain the second verse because they do not understand Daniel 12 verse 11 and Daniel 12 verse 12. They don't know what to do with the 7 years, they don't know what to do with the 105 days. Because here they, for the final covenant week, it's supposed to be a week, 7 years, 2,520 days. 1,230 days has been used up. So it leaves them with 1,290 days. To have the whole book of Revelation, from Revelation 4 verse 1 to Revelation 22 verse 21, all fitted into 1,290 days, which is impossible. Impossible. And they can't explain where, how to get the rest of the time, because they used up 1,230 days. You see, what they don't realize, as from the signing of the covenant to the battle of Armageddon, would be 10 years, 8 months, and 15 days. 10 years, 8 months, and 15 days. They all are looking for 7 years. You can't work with 7 years because the first 1,230 days is a time of false peace when nothing is happening. But the moment the covenant is broken, there the great tribulation is going to start. So it's not a pre-tribulation when the covenant is signed. It's not even a mid-tribulation because mid must be in the middle. It's not in the middle. It's moved with 30 days to my left hand side. And then they say it's post-tribulation. Post-tribulation is supposed to be on the end of the 7 years. Can't be post-tribulation because it's not here. The tribulation is going to go through unto here to the battle of Armageddon. From where the covenant is broken to the battle of Armageddon, 2,625 days. And they don't know how to explain it. Why? easy. It's sealed for the churches and for those that Yahweh does not want to open or reveal it. But we are now living in a time where we need to preach the scriptures as it's been taught, and not reading it with glasses, spectacles of churches and church dogma and theology. We shall happen, it says here, we are studying this New Testament scripture. We shall find that Apostle Paul spoke to the bride of Yahushua, explaining to us in this 21st century, 2026, what shall happen before the great revelation can occur. Understanding the few scriptures we are about to study will make us understand how it is directly linked to the message that Angel Gabriel brought to Daniel while he was praying and interceding for the nation of Israel. See verse 2. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 2. That you be not shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Yahushua is at hand. Now we're going to break it down in ABCs. A, understanding the scripture makes us realize that this has two different interpretations. Firstly, to the nation of Israel in captivity, and secondly, the scripture is referring to the bride of Yahushua in the 21st century or later. It has two different explanations. That you may not be shaken in mind. Apostle Paul firstly informs the nation of Israel not soon to be shaken in their minds. And secondly, he speaks to the bride of Yahushua not to be shaken in our minds 2026. Why? Because we understand the scriptures. It says why? Because when the final covenant according to the diagram will be signed, the first 1260 days, 3.5 years, 42 months shall be a time of false peace. It's supposed to be, but it's shortened to 1230 days. Why? Because according to the angel Gabriel's message, the peacemaker of the earth, the Roman Catholic Pope, shall sit in the temple, Israel's temple in Jerusalem, and he shall, according to the diagram, to offer on behalf of Israel unto Yahweh Almighty. It's impossible to have peace and great tribulation at the same time. Did you hear what I just said? It's impossible to have false peace and great tribulation at the same time. Because the pre-tribulation people says the great tribulation starts immediately where the covenant is signed. Impossible. It's a time of false peace. For 41 months, 1230 days, the Antichrist, oh well, it's not the Antichrist on that stage, the Roman Catholic Pope will sit in the temple and offer on behalf of Israel daily sacrifice. Then it will be seized. It will be cut off. Then the great tribulation will start. Our second scripture, according to 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 2 to 4, continues. And you shall soon be shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit. Listen to what Apostle Paul is saying to the bride of Yahushua in this 21st century and beyond. Or be troubled, neither by spirit. That spirit is a small s, meaning somebody else's theology. The warning is not to be believing everybody. Believing everything on the internet and believing everyone will bring confusion. In this time of false doctrine, we need not to be shaken. When we look at the internet and everything, all the negative propaganda, people is going off their minds and people is worried, and the Bible says don't be shaken in your minds. Just relax. Study the scripture. That's why we do Bible studies. All these studies, you must do it. It must become the foundation of your life. It says, the scriptures say that you not should be shaken in mind or be troubled, nor by word. Apostle Paul continues, do not trust the words of other people. Don't trust me. I always say to my students as well, don't trust me. do your own research. When you do your own research, please prove me wrong. If I'm wrong, I will say, sorry, I was wrong. But give me the scriptures from the 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. Nor by word. Apostle Paul continues, do not trust the words of other people. Instead, use the word of Yahweh Almighty, even measure every word I say. Also in the books that I've written. In total, I've done 23 books, A4 and A5 books, all thick books with full bibliologies in the back. Don't trust me. Check my research. Nor by letter as from us. Apostle Paul says, even they must be checked. Nor by letter as from us. Apostle Paul is even warning the bride of Yahweh Shua 2020 years ago to measure every letter from them, the apostles, with the revelation word of Yahweh is Elohim. Why? As the day of Yahushua is at hand. Because the day of Yahushua and his coming is ferocious, for his bride is drawing near. What has Apostle Paul said to us? He says that we be not shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us as apostles, as the day of Yahushua is at hand. In the following scripture, Apostle Paul's continue warning the bride of Yahushua. We need to remember that every one of these scriptures is in this New Testament is referring to diagram 1. He says in verse 3, let no man, that's of course first our scripture that we started off with, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3. We're at verse 3 now. Now he says to us now, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there came a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of prediction. Now we're going to break it up. A. Let no man deceive you by any means. This is a warning to us in the 21st century, to be alert and not allowing churches and people with different theologies and dogmas to derail us from the biblical truth at the end of times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today in 2026, most Protestant and charismatic churches manipulate the Bible prophecies to suit their own teachings and their dogmas. We're living in the time of the great lie. Now, Apostle Paul is drawing attention to the most important time in history, which is today, 2026. B. For that day shall not come. The question is, what day? What day shall not come? What do you say? Yes. The day of the coming or the parousia of Yahushua for his bride. Except there comes a falling away first. This scripture confirms the fact that Yahushua will not appear on the clouds for his bride. Not for the church. Not for the rapture. The coming. The parousia in Greek. He will not appear on the clouds for his bride. Except the falling away has occurred in the churches. Today, 2026, throughout the Protestant church world, it is evident that the scripture is daily coming to fulfillment. Why? Because many churches are falling away, they are becoming empty. The falling away is visible in this present age and is manifesting itself. Look at most of the mega churches in America. After COVID, some of them closed down, they become shopping centers. The same part of the scripture also has a second explanation. After the final covenant has been signed by the nation of Israel and the Roman Catholic float, many Protestant and charismatic churches shall just melt into a one world religion. A new global religious system, which is controlled by the Roman Catholic cult. Now we are living in the time right now, in 2026, where more and more Protestant churches is submitting themselves under the jurisdiction and the authority of the Roman Catholic Church worldwide. D. Let the man of sin be revealed. When this happens at the end of point C, according to diagram, then shall the peacemaker on earth, so we have A, B, C. We have this, the week covenant is A, the end of the week is B, middle of the week is C. And then it's coming back nearer and that becomes D. Alright. What happens at the end of point C, the middle of the week? According to, then shall the peacemaker of the earth, the Roman Catholic Pope, who is sitting in the temple of Israel, reveal himself as the world Antichrist. After breaking the final covenant, according to Revelation 13 verse 1 to 10, he will sit in the temple presenting himself as God, offering offerings on behalf of the nation of Israel. And then he's going to break the covenant. But this breaking of the covenant is going to happen 30 days before the middle of the week. Middle of the week is here, over here. He's going to shorten the time of false peace. The son of prediction. What has happened? Who is the son of prediction? He's a Roman Catholic Church Pope. Changing his colors after 1,230 days. And now he is the revealed Antichrist of this Antichrist world. First he's the peacemaker, the Pontifex Maximus, the vicar of Christ. Now he becomes the Antichrist. Verse 4. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called Elohim. What does he do after 1,230 days? He is going to exalt himself above all that is called God. Any other world god. Or that it is worship. So that he as God is making himself God. Sitting in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself to be that he is God. He is presenting himself as God. First he's sitting there offering. What is the Pope today? Doesn't the Catholic say he's God revealed in the flesh? He's God represented on earth? He's the vicar of Christ? He's the Pontifex Maximus? Of course he is. Many has believed that Paul John was Christ represented on earth, was God himself. Funny that he had to go to purgatory for 2 years as well as all the other Catholics, and he's God. So what type of religion have you had? Hey, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called Elohim or God. What does the Roman Pope now do? He shall now exalt himself in the breaking of the covenant at 1,230 days. He will exalt himself above the creator of heaven and earth. Or that is worship. He shall now exalt himself above Yahweh, the creator of heaven, and he, Yahweh Elohim, who is worship on earth. The people has been worshipping the Yahweh in this 1,230 days. Well, from today, whenever it happens. We are worshipping Yahweh, our Elohim. We don't have to have all these diagrams and everything. We live every day according to the scripture. Why? Because we can die any day. I can have a heart attack now. I don't wait for the covenant and then I'm going to start acting. The Bible says a joy unspeakable and full of glory to live in the revelation word in holiness every day of my life. And so does all the Yavis, the bride of Yahshua universally. This breaking of the covenant and everything is for the unbeliever. It's for the churches to get their eyes open. We know it. We know the recipe book. If you want to bake a cake, you need a recipe. You know how many much ingredients, how many eggs, how many baking powder, how many flour, water, butter. Then you can bake a cake. If you don't have the recipe, you can't bake the cake. What is this final covenant? Is the recipe to make people in the world aware of the coming of Yahshua and when and how it's going to happen. What have I done for the last 59 years of my life? I've been studying the eschatology and the book Revelation, Antichrist system, New World Order, One Money system. We can just continue. We can just carry on and continue and continue. We as bride today, we know it. This is for the unbeliever. This is for them that think they are safe. And we saw that the Bible says the prediction is going to happen in the churches, the falling away. The falling away is going, why? Because they don't want to accept the truth. I'm preaching my breast out here. And people is laughing at the message. I don't care. They did the same to Noah. They thought he was crazy when he built the ark. But they got the surprise of their lives when the first drop of rain dropped from heaven. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop right here at verse 4. And then next week when we start, I'm just going to read verse 4 again. And then we're going to continue, because this information is so important that it can save lives. And you know what? The biggest plus is to say, I did not know. We can only play ignorance if we do not know. But we can't play ignorance if we have received the revelation word. Pray for the ministry. Do your Bible study. And if you have any questions, please contact us. Till next week, if His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.